is Win Free. It's Saturday night, 6 o'clock, another edition of the Don and Win Show. Don, are you there?
I am, and it's Saturday night.
It's actually not 6 o'clock, it's 6:05.
That's right.
Why are we 5 minutes late? Don was calling me, and my phone didn't ring. So,
That's all right. We got her.
We got through it.
We're through.
And this evening, we don't have any guests on tonight. So we are going to have to go through another evening with Don and Wynn with each other. Which could be good. I think it probably will be.
You know, I've had some great, great discussions with a lot of people that just, you know, just sitting back, rapping about this, that, and the other. It's interesting out there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of changes going on right now. You must have heard about that plane with the explosives on board, right?
Oh, yeah. Eventually it gets to me. It does. You know, the information finds its way to me, and that's interesting. It's all interesting. I mean, you got to remember, I mean, who knows where it's all coming from. The source on most, they already proved that they can invent lies on your media boob tube. You got to pretty damn well be certain that they can inundate you with that, as far as with the Internet's concerned.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting dynamic, that war for your mind. You know?
Yeah.
They control the commodity of fear on the Internet, and then actually, in essence, that allows them to streamline the data.
Well, you know, if you go into any of these groups, you'll find out that I'm talking about some of the groups where they're discussing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm stunned by the informational war for your mind. I am truly stunned by it. I wouldn't have believed it, but it's...
People are wondering, well, is this disinformation? Is he coming from the negative place? Is, you know, who's on first? What's real?
I got to tell you, I get so tired of trying to even figure it out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That they've almost, you know, see, the thing is, you know that major media, in my opinion, my most humble opinion, folks, they're just spewing garbage.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no meaning, no rhyme to it, no magic. It's just garbage. And if they infiltrate the Internet with that, what happens? Everything becomes garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, who are you going to seek out for the true source of information? When they're going to be, of course, saying, we'll save you, we'll save you, we'll save the Internet. We'll save you from these viruses and these informational terrorists. We'll save you. Big government.
Well, it's all very tricky, isn't it?
Isn't it fun? Yeah.
We live in an unusual time.
Yeah, it's, you know, one person said it best on a few shows, and I've read it a few times. You know, you're in the informational age, or the information war age, and the biological, and there was another term he used. But
I think we might be in the disinformation age.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Most of what I read now is just wow. I mean, it's sensationalized. Take your internet, scary internet TV program, you know, your news program that you always used to love to watch because it was so, it had all the gore of the news and you just couldn't wait to see it. Well, the internet's kind of like that now. A lot of respects.
Well,
what do you want? It'll feed you.
It's hard to find out what to trust, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you did not pick up your email, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you pick up that audio file?
Yeah.
So, you can play that, right?
I can play it.
On our show?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's not do it yet. Well, prepare for it. This is pretty funny. I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, you mean hurry up and wait.
Huh?
Never mind.
Okay. You know, one of the things we haven't done is we've been getting some interesting letters from people. And I wish we don't get people that don't like us normally, okay?
What, you want people that don't like you?
Well,
you just got to get out more.
That's right. We're in too limited a market, right?
Right.
Let's see. There was one that we got that I was going to read last week, and I didn't have it ready. So, do you remember that one?
You got me.
I spoke about it last week. Let's see. I do have it ready today. It was about Don is the Alpha and Win is the Omega.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm calling you on it.
You're doing what?
I'm calling you on it. What's that mean? I'm
calling, I don't know. We'll have to figure out what it means in relationship.
What do you mean we have to? You have to. Tell me what that means.
Well, I don't know what it means. I'm going to read I'm going to read the whole comment, okay?
Okay, Omega.
And
go for it.
Okay, Alpha.
All right.
Alpha, and let's see. Okay.
Well, it's gone off to a great start, folks.
Don, you're a little bit fuzzy. I hope you're not fuzzy on the radio tonight.
Not at all.
You're fuzzy on the phone.
I can make you sound better.
I don't need to sound better, but I'm saying you sound fuzzy.
Do I?
You do.
You can't hear me right in your ear.
I hear you, but...
You're not listening.
You sound like an audio that's peaking and being clipped. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. We might be able to fix that. How's that? Is that better?
Let me see.
A little better?
A little bit, I think. Yeah.
A little better?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope it's not going out on the air like that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm listening to you with headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going over the air like.
Well, maybe we'll check later. We'll see.
Someone out there who's tuning in, if you think it sounds horrible, give us a call.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here's the customer's comment. And if this customer is listening tonight, we thank you for your... You're not a customer, you're a listener. Why does it say customer's comment? That's your stock thing. We just say listener. Okay, but synchronicity's times, as many as one can observe... otherwise known as tuned in. Thank you once again. I find myself swimming in laughter, helplessly drowning in the Don Alpha and Win Omega show. There are no words, yet there is a sound coming from the center of our galaxy. Funny enough, it frequency tuned reminds me of you guys. Can you feel it? I know, stupid question. 9 to the power of 9, wow, we the people, rock, so glad I came. I seek no approval. My reason for existence is to learn, firstly, Alpha, not fight that which I cannot see, and finally, Omega, not to hurt that which I can, the secret. I got these observations from my heart. I am doing well. The whole world's doing well. Thanks for being in it, along with all your listeners whose Alpha Omega energies have you serving us. I'll say it again. We the people rock. Alpha energy to be found hanging around Omega. Omega energy to be found hanging around Alpha. Energy projected from the heart is the most powerful. I cannot send you love, for you already have it. What to give someone who has everything? And he must be talking about you there, Don. Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. I'll ask my heart immediately. My heart answers friendship. Oh, that's nice. What to give somebody that has everything? Friendship. All right?
Absolutely.
And my friendship is yours. Thank you for looking out for it. I'm of to serve.
Damn, that was fabulous. You know, I must say that to hear something like that, that makes it all worthwhile. It really does.
But Don, I can't figure out how somebody could get that from you and me.
Well, you know,
so now there must be something going on. But
I think
I don't
it was fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you very much for writing that.
And by the way, that was from, I didn't write down the person's name. So in any case, do you remember reading that, Don?
I do. After you were reading it, I remember reading it. Fabulous. I was just,
yeah.
I was as stunned then as I am now, because it was just a beautifully well-written, wonderful, kind thing. I got to say, it amazed me. I'm still stunned over it. I thank you, really. We don't deserve those accolades, but thank you.
Now, do you understand it?
Well, me being Alpha and you being Omega?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel the understanding in that, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So, what's the difference between Alpha and Omega here? Explain it to me.
Well, if I were just to feel what he's trying to say, I would have to say that Alpha is always a very out there energy and very strong, right? And Omega is very powerful and very large, right?
Okay.
Don't you think?
Alpha's out there, and Omega's, maybe it has to, I don't know. I mean, Alpha and Omega relates to the Bible, right?
Well, I don't know. You know, to be honest with you, it's just, I kind of like the way it was put. But if I were to give it a definition, I would say Alpha. If I were thinking what Alpha means, I'd think of Alpha Dog. And I would see that would be something form of a dog in the lead who happens to be out there. You must be outgoing and for some reason, you know, I don't know. Alpha out there? Half the time I'm out there. But anyways, Alpha could mean anything like that, whereas Omega, you know, Mega, man, big. How's that grab you? See, now we're back to proving my point.
Now it sounds like Penthouse.
No, you just wish.
All right. Now, here's another one. Here's another letter, okay?
All right.
Here it is. This is a nice one. As below, my praises expanded as I listened to you, Don, now at 2:30 a.m. on the Don and Wynn Show. Now, that guy must like you better than me, obviously, because he's listening to you. That's okay. It's a terrific stream, and despite the distance, it's like local radio. Only this isn't commercial trash. No, that's right. This is alternative trash. No, this is not trash. Maybe it is. I don't know. Shows like this are the awakening call for humanity in the present dimensional shift which we are now experiencing. Acknowledgement is accelerating and is occurring, but the majority are ignorant of their inner divinity and look on the exterior for the answers when totality is within us. BDS is the best mate. Love you all, and will treasure the further enlightenment that this online show presents.
I love people like that. Thank you very much.
We thank you for that. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean,
even if you're listening to Don and you're not listening to me, it's okay.
No, I really love the comments. I wish I had more to say more often. Sadly, I run out of things to say. Only because, boy, you got a lot of it out there already. I mean, like I make some posts on the TNT board, just as cursory posts, but things are really sizzling. I mean, it's sizzling, boy, out there to a slow burn. I mean, it's thumping on you, and it feels like snap, crackle, pop. It really does, and it's electrifying. So this, I personally think this next couple weeks will be interesting. I mean, I think it's so much. It's like information overload.
Okay, now here's another one. You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Don. Very well spoken with great conviction and sincerity. Wynn is very interesting to listen to. his example with the rooms baffled me somewhat. Now, do you remember that when I said the rooms? Do you remember that, what I was talking about? I said that we live in a room and it's got all these doors and we don't even know there's doors and we're just all stuck. We're all stuck in our own room.
Yeah.
Bigger, but the rooms are, some rooms are bigger than others. So the smaller rooms are inside the bigger rooms. So if I understand it right, he probably compares a little room with someone who has a very closed mind. Do I understand that the right way? My explanation in this regard would be, a closed mind is someone who has no interest in anything around them, is self-centered and selfish, and thinks they know all there is to know. In contrast, an open mind will interact, try to learn from every experience, and look for ways to better themselves and all their surroundings. Do you know about this?
Who wrote it?
You don't know?
No.
Anyway, I guess I cannot get a BBS t-shirt, haha. I love you two more than words can say.
Oh.
Give my love to Doug and your friends, John and Amy. And this is from Mom and Dad.
That was sweet.
I got you speechless, didn't I, Don?
Not at all.
No?
No. That was sweet, Wynn.
I know. Well,
you had some form of a music file you wanted to play, didn't you?
Well, let me just introduce this a little bit. This is very funny, and I mean, it has nothing to do with anything, except I think our listeners will enjoy it. Some years ago, there was a spiritual teacher by the name of Rajneesh. Do you remember him?
Me? Personally?
I mean, did you ever hear of him?
No. Well, Rajneesh.
Rajneesh or Osho.
Sure.
He was an interesting guy because he had all these followers, and they moved to Oregon, and they moved, there's some city in Oregon, which I can't remember, and then they all registered, and the city got really upset.
Salem.
Pardon me?
Salem?
Salem? I don't know. It might have been Salem. I don't know. Well, whatever it was, this is not that important, but I'm just giving you a little introduction. The city got all upset because they had so many people move up there that they were afraid that they would win the elections and the city would lose their control.
We have a caller.
In any case...
We have a caller. What should we do?
Well, let's put him on.
Let's put him on. Don't
keep him on too long.
All right. Caller, I was just told not to put you on for too long. Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
This is Gail from Texas. I run the UFO group in Houston.
Hi, Gail.
Is this Rip?
This is Wynn.
Hey.
Thank you. Now, what inspired you to call?
Who inspired me to call? I've been there. I've done that. But I just got to a phone. So... I didn't know what time we were supposed to call. It didn't say on my email today.
Oh, somebody, are you listening to our show?
I wanted to, but I don't know how to call.
Well, you have to look us up on the internet.
How'd you just get in touch with us?
www.
No, I mean right now.
Don, you got another call. I'll keep talking to Gail. See who's on the other line. Okay. So, Gail?
Mm-hmm.
So you're calling on, but you don't know what we've been talking about, do you?
Yeah, I got the email today, but I got it like at 3 o'clock.
Well, okay.
It didn't say what time for me to call.
Well, actually, you've called the Don and Wynn Show, and you are on the Internet right now, live.
Okay.
You're being broadcast to hundreds of people around the world.
Yeah.
And we answered the phone because you called. And you have no idea what we're talking about.
We're talking about James Gilliland.
No, we're not. James Gilliland is another show.
I'm on another show?
You want to talk to James Gilliland.
Well, they gave this number and they gave another number.
Well, this is the right number, but it's the wrong time for the James Gilliland show.
Oh.
When Don comes back, Don, are you there?
Yeah.
He will tell you when the James Gilliland show is. Are you a fan of James?
Yeah, I've been to the ranch, but, you know, actually, I got an email today that said he would be talking tonight, but it didn't say the time.
He will be talking. And send him an email back that he screwed up because he didn't put the time in.
He won't look at it. He's so behind on his
email. He's guilty of UFT.
Yeah, right.
You know what UFT is?
Yeah, email.
Unidentified flying times.
Oh, yeah, I got you. He is.
So, James is a very cool guy. Have you ever seen a UFO?
Oh, Lord, yes, I think. I think they took my car and me to both.
They took your car and you both?
Yeah, I was missing for like 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever get regrets? Did you find out what happened?
No, I cannot remember any friggin' thing, but I told them next time, since I have no fear, could I please remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you know you were gone for 2.5 hours? Was it verified by other people?
No, it was verified by my mechanic who had changed my oil, filled my car up, and I knew I had gone 20 miles
mm-hmm.
since that happened. And I had the mileage and all that stuff. And when I tried to go home on a Sunday night, I went like 3-4 miles, and I don't remember passing the dome. And when they threw me back down, I was on the wrong freeway, but headed the right way, and my gas and mileage did not reflect 2.5 missing hours. And they dropped me so hard, I blew a tire. My brand new 2-month-old tire.
No kidding.
No.
So what city do you do your UFO groups?
Clear Lake, Texas, which is south of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know what they wanted from you, do you?
What they wanted from me? No, I don't. But I had no fear, so I figure it was like a Pleiadian visit or something. Hi, how are you? We miss you.
So you think, you're pretty sure it was a positive group?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am so much.
It wasn't the Grays.
And then I had like 15 fire ant bites on my leg, which I didn't feel. I had on socks, tennis shoes, and blue jeans while I was waiting for my tire to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning I saw those and I went, and they don't hurt. Then 2 months later in Houston was two airports shut down. Because
mm-hmm.
there were these three orange lights in the sky, and this was
mm-hmm.
in 98.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about it. I made it home that night. But the next morning, I had five of those fire ant bites.
Mm-hmm.
And that afternoon, a girlfriend called me and said, did you hear about all the excitement last night? You know, there was three orange lights. The jets went up. They closed both airports. The jets chased them off, and I said, no, I didn't hear about that. But I didn't tell her about my fire ant bites.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yes.
I haven't seen anything of evidence from me since then, but I'm more than ready to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that, folks. By the way, Roxy just gave us a call. And she said, Roxy, she's Mission Possible. She
yes.
also hosts the Inside Hour once in a while for, Dr. Len.
Yes.
Well, she said go to her website. Some great information there about something. She just said, you should mention it on your show. I mean, yeah, I don't know what it is. I haven't even had a chance to look. So, Mission Possible, Roxy, she says she posted something somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, the lady that's on our show, Don?
Yeah.
Thought she was talking to James Gilligan. She's looking for the James Gilligan show. Could you tell her what it is?
James Gilligan?
James Gilligan, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up.
I always think of Dobie Gillis, you know, when I think of James. It's, but what time is it tonight? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, bear with me. Doesn't it come about an hour after ours?
So,
I think so.
We've been chatting about her experience, about her UFO encounter. And she does the UFO group in Clearwater, Texas. Is that right?
Clear Lake.
Clear Lake.
Uh-huh. South of Houston.
And I would suggest that turn on your internet and listen to BBS Radio and come to the Don and Wynn show, and you can hear the rest of our show. Because we don't normally talk about flying saucers on our show, but we made an exception just to let you share your experience. And James will probably be on in, I think, at 8 o'clock Pacific time. So whatever that is, your time. So please.
Oh, like, are we 2 hours apart?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're separated.
So thank you for checking in.
Sorry to jump in and out on you, ma'am.
No, that's no problem. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Wow, that didn't sound so good, did it?
What?
Jump in and out on you, ma'am.
Well, it was okay.
You like
so
that?
Now, so this fellow Rajneesh had this community up in Oregon, and he was very wealthy. And whenever he was written up, they would always talk about his 20 Rolls Royces. Well, he had followers that had given a lot of money.
Right.
And so he had 20 Rolls Royces, Mercedes, and whatever. And finally, he disappeared. And as I recall, he was poisoned by his chief disciple. Okay?
Right.
That's the story of Rajneesh. But in between the times, he gave some brilliant talks. And on one of them, he said, if God is dead, what now? And that is it's a 6-minute little excerpt from a live lecture. And since we can do anything on the Donna Wynn show, I remembered it hearing it years ago, and I looked it up and I found that it was posted on YouTube. So I made an audio of it, and I thought I'd share it. And
sure.
Believe it's not going to be what you can expect, but Doug will like it. I hope Doug is listening. Hildy, if you're listening, you might have to censor this because this might be too much for you, but you could probably handle it. Hildy is Don's brother.
We got a call.
We got another call?
Here we go. Hello?
Hello. I just pulled up this email from eSETI about some kind of a broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
You are here early. God, you were here early. You want the James Gilligan show.
I can hardly understand you. It's a little fuzzy. Is this James?
No. Okay. James is going to be on in about an hour and a half.
Well, where do I get it? Do I get it on the computer or on the...
On the computer. BBSradio.com.
At what?
BBSradio.com.
Oh, okay. And when?
I think it's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Pacific time tonight.
8 o'clock Pacific time.
Great. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, Don, we're doing very well. We're getting
You'd make a good operator.
We're getting James Gilligan's calls
I'm
tonight.
I'm just feeling you out for your next position.
You are. Okay, let's play that audio. You'll get a kick out of this. I gave all the background to it. So.
You want me to play it now?
Play it now. It's very funny.
Rajneesh. Folks, here comes Rajneesh.
The problem is, if God is dead, then you lose the most important word in your language and you will need a substitute. And God was one end, one extreme. And when one extreme disappears from your mental vision, the necessary and inevitable is that you will fall to the other extreme. And that's what has happened, Milarepa. Instead of God, fuck has become the most important word in our language. Even if Friedrich Nietzsche comes back, he will be surprised and he will try to resuscitate somehow the dead God back, because this is stupid. But you will need a whole report on it, a whole research. One of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. It is a magical word. Just by its sound, it can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. In language, it falls into many grammatical categories. It can be used as a verb, both transitive. John fucked Mary, and intransitive, Mary was fucked by John. And as a noun, Mary is a fine fuck. It can be used as an objective. Mary is fucking beautiful. As you can see, there are not many words with the versatility of fuck. Besides the sexual meaning, there are also the following uses. Ignorance, fucked if I know. Trouble, I guess I'm fucked now. Fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Aggression, fuck you. Displeasure, what the fuck is going on here? Difficulty, I can't understand this fucking job. Incompetence, he is a fuck off. Suspicion, what the fuck are you doing? Enjoyment, I had a fucking good time. Request, get the fuck out of here. Hostility, I am going to knock your fucking head off. greeting. How the fuck are you? Apathy. Who gives a fuck? Innovation. Get a bigger fucking hammer. Surprise. Fuck. You scared the shit out of me. Anxiety. Today is really fucked. And it is very healthy too. If every morning you do it as a transcendental meditation, just when you get up, first thing, repeat the mantra, fuck you 5 times. It clears your throat too.
All right. Uh-oh, we have... There we go. Wow. Loved it. Loved that.
I knew you would.
No, that's great. You know, really, it's because people, you know, they say they don't like the duality game, good cop, bad cop, this, that, but they're always so eager to jump on and take a side and make an opponent, and, you know, of course our government does that really well. It designs it that way. But people do that, you know, even with words. They're about to say, this is taboo and that's bad and live my way or don't live anyway. I like it. It's showing everything how humor it all is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know it.
Yeah, he had a great sense of humor.
He did.
In some of his books. Some of them are just, whoa. They're kind of... Well, they're not that hard to understand, but...
Have you read them? Have you read some of it?
I've read some of it, yeah. Chris Moores was a big Osho fan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although some of it was out there. You know, again, I liked a lot of his teachings, and some of it I would have left right there in the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of it's great, and some of it I didn't think much of.
It always comes down to what can you make of it for yourself. You
exactly.
Know? The bottom line is, no matter what anyone does, no matter how big it is, no matter how awesome it is, we all go, on one hand, we all have one big group collective energy that we all participate in.
Right.
But we all go home alone. We all, you know, eat our own dinners. We all have our own
bank account. I'm starting to feel sorry for you.
Pardon me?
I said I'm starting to feel sorry for you.
Why? Does somebody else eat your dinner? That's the duality of it all, you know? It's we are everything, but in the same token, we're each other. We're separate. And, of course, you know, sex is the best way to bridge separateness. As a matter of fact.
And at the same time, create diversity.
Then create diversity.
At the same time.
Of course, sex is,
great? That's what being one means.
You could say sex, but sex is probably as many different experiences as there are different people that are having it.
Well, that's yeah.
A, you know.
That's why they say exes.
Mm-hmm. So, James is getting all the phone calls. We're not getting any phone calls. Does anyone want to call and say anything about that? We're waiting for your calls. It's 6:46.
And we've got about 10 minutes. 9 minutes.
9 minutes left. And,
who's up after us? I know there's a new show after us.
Zany,
isn't it?
Dr. Bell, but it's not Dr. Bell anymore. Right?
I think it's Zany. Fireside Chat. Zany Mystic.
Zany Mystic.
Yeah, he's always got a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Love his show.
Well, I see you. Do you have a Better World Radio one now?
What's that?
A Better World Radio.
Better World. Well, yeah, it's supposed to start here.
Well, it hasn't started yet?
Don't think so. I think maybe next week or soon. Soon, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine, yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. We're not even having Hildy call us. I got Hildy.
Yeah.
Don't you have some comment about the audio we just played? All right,
it's been an interesting week, though. You know, you got to consider there's so much sizzle and energy out there. It's I'll bet you a lot of people are feeling kind of weighted, tired. You know, you've got a lot of heat out there, and you've got a lot of hostilities in the news and all the interesting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of debilitating in a way, but that's kind of the flavor of the last week. That's what I feel. If I were to sum it up, I would say the last week in a nutshell has had that flavor of, I don't know. What do you think? What would you put it? How would you put it?
Well, I think a lot of people are getting pushed against the wall right now. I mean, you know, the credibility.
It's overwhelming, all the disease that's out there, isn't it? I mean, as far as corruption and greed, and it's just overflowing.
The credibility of the system, so to speak, is probably at a low ebb. Probably the lowest ebb it's ever been in our lives.
Yeah.
Or even in the life of the system, even in the last hundreds of years. Yet, there's a number of things going on. There's the low ebb of the system, of the credibility of the system. And then there's the feeling of helplessness, like, what can I do? And the feeling of being overwhelmed. The feeling of possibly fear, and, you know, the big thing is what is the power of a group consciousness? What is the power of that? And how does that work? You know, on TV last night, they were showing the Bolshevik Revolution, or the French Revolution. They didn't show that, but, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution, where, you know, the Tsar was essentially...
What channel did you watch it on before you start talking about it?
It was on the History Channel.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would have to say that, I used to have a little stock in the History Channel, a very little, minuscule, folks, but now it's less than that. So, I don't know, if you start quoting history off the History Channel, I begin to even go cross-eyed right then.
Phone lines are ringing.
Yeah, we got all sorts of phone lines going. All right, let's put one of them on the air. You're on the air.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hildy, let's get somebody else on the air too, Don. We'll just have them all talking together.
Well, then I can't do that. Not with this system. Only the other one.
All right.
I had quite a time getting through to you.
Oh, you know, sometimes I'm busy and sometimes I'm really busy.
No, just now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, right. Well,
Mother.
Anyway, since I had a forewarning from Wynn not to listen to it, I tried to listen to it, but I couldn't understand half the things he was saying, so I'm sure I didn't miss anything.
That was the perfect answer for you, Mother.
Huh?
Wynn is actually thinking about taking up rap, and he wants to pattern his rap music off of that speech.
He wants to do what?
He wants to get into rap music.
Rap music?
Yeah, and he wants to pattern himself with that speech.
I see. Well, much luck, Wynn. I don't care for rap music much, but
I told him that.
You enjoy it.
Don enjoyed it. Don enjoyed it.
Why don't you do it? Do that thing you do right now for Mom.
Which thing?
You know, that thing you do. He won't do it, Mom.
He won't do it.
He's shy.
You know, all I can say is Frank Sinatra had the most famous song about enlightenment ever.
I can't hardly hear you.
I said, Frank Sinatra, you know who Frank Sinatra is, right?
Oh, definitely.
Now, you know about enlightenment, right?
The enlightenment of Frank Sinatra?
So Frank Sinatra used to sing dooby-doo, dooby-dooby-doo.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
well,
exactly.
Is that what you call rock?
That's dooby-dooby-doo.
Now you know why I led a sheltered life.
Well, whatever it is.
What can I say? This is the Don and Wynn show.
You just keep talking. I love you all, and I'll listen, okay?
All right. Well, Mom,
okay.
I love you. Thank you
love
for calling
you too.
In. You're the best.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Wynn.
Goodbye, Hildy. Now, we did have another caller.
No, yeah. That's on my other line. Someone's trying to call my other line. I just ignored it. Yeah.
So, with all of this,
wow! I got to turn you down. There
am
you
I
go.
Too loud?
Huh? No, not anymore. I turned you down.
Okay.
I have total control over you.
Shall we call in the light?
Is that what he meant by alpha?
Huh?
Who?
Okay, this is
let's call in the light, Wynn. You're going dim.
Okay. So, for those of you that are listening for the first time, which is probably all of you because no one ever listens to us twice.
You know, you might have a point there.
It's not because we're not good. It's because nobody understands our humor. So, we close off our show with what I call calling in of the light. Now, this takes in some metaphysical concepts, and basically, the concept that you are not just the body, but you have a part of you that exists in other dimensions, and you don't see that. Nor do I see it. Nor do I see the part of me that exists in other dimensions. But many of us have had experiences where we've had some kind of indication, and sometimes it looks like a big mystery, where we connect with that part of ourselves. And so when we call in the light, we are going into the other dimensions, those of us that choose to, and we connect
seconds.
Our energy. We connect our energies up, and then we create a group intention of healing and peace for the planet. Am I still on, Don?
We're still on. We got about 30 seconds.
Okay, so Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person listening to Don, myself, to Hildy, and we ask that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted, released for the highest good of all concerned. And right now, we see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our solar system, through the Earth's outer layers, through our bodies, and to the center of the earth. And if we choose, we free willingly combine our energies. Everyone listening at this moment, we join our energies into a group energy. Now, of course, we can't see this, but we can feel a shift in our space. And that's an indication that it's happening. And while we have a group energy, we can invite those other group energies who are positive, who are service to others, to join with our energy. And so we give that invitation for the highest good of all concerned to have that joining. And now we can see that we have created an energy that is going all over the planet. For everyone that's listening is all over the planet. And we are invoking an energy down from the other dimensions. And some of you can feel this. And we send this energy for the highest good of all concerned to the Middle East. We send it to Washington for the highest good of the decision makers to make compassionate choices. And we're not going to go through a whole routine, but most of all, we send it to ourselves, to our own homes, to our families, to our jobs, to our friends. And on that note, we do this on Monday at 6:30 on the Winfrey conference call, so you feel free to listen in on BBS Radio on Station 2. We wish you all a very good night. Don?
Well, thank you, folks, for tuning in. It was a pleasure having you with us once again. And we will be back at you next week on the Don and Wynn Show. Coming up next, of course, is a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Now, that's a show you really don't want to miss. If you're out there and hanging around, you're probably waiting to tune into that show because it's spectacular. Well, it's coming right up. Stick around.